It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. One of the five black and Latino teenagers wrongfully imprisoned for the rape of a white female jogger in Central Park is challenging the Harlem political machine decades after his exoneration. WNYC's Michelle Bocanegra reports on Youssef Salam from the campaign trail.
SOS. Scoot over.
Youssef Salam is standing in the back of a housing town hall in Harlem near the free popcorn and refreshments. The 49-year-old is running for the 9th district seat in the city council, decades after he was wrongfully sent to prison at 15.
I've been very close to the pain, and here I am wanting a seat at the table.
Salam is a member of the exonerated Central Park Five. Salam spent 7 years in prison before being exonerated in 2002. He is vying for the Democratic nomination against two pillars of Harlem politics— Assemblymembers Inez Dickens and Al Taylor in the June 27th primary. The incumbent, Kristen Richardson Jordan, is not seeking re-election.
In the few times that I've seen Youssef Salam, he seems to naturally connect with people.
That's former Governor David Paterson.
However, he hasn't lived here in a long period of time. And, I haven't heard a plan that he has to address the same issues that perhaps Taylor and Dickens have been addressing over the past few years.
Salam returned to Harlem last winter after 6 years in Georgia. His bet is that while Harlem has changed, many of its problems have only festered, including its housing crunch. According to West 135th Street Apartments Tenant Association President June Moses,
we're being squeezed out of where we live like we're toothpaste in a tube.
Harlem has lost thousands of Black residents. It has transformed more dramatically than other gentrifying parts of New York by some metrics, as rent has skyrocketed and homeownership lagged. Kristen Richardson Jordan won the last election in 2021 by a margin of 114 votes over the late Bill Perkins, another Harlem powerhouse. Observers have attributed that to a confluence of factors, including the presence of 12 other candidates in the race. As longtime Democratic strategist Basil Smigel puts it,
historically, Harlem does not support challengers. They support incumbents.
Salam is jockeying for votes in what was once the bastion of Black political power in the United States. That role has since been ceded to Brooklyn.
Peace, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glad you're out here doing the work.
Thank you.
Salam is handing out flyers outside a subway stop on 116th Street during the morning commuter rush in April.
For the folks that do recognize me, it's more like, okay, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Hi, I'm one of the city council here in Central Park.
But then they're like, but, you know, you're a celebrity. Like, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a regular guy.
I think being part of the exonerated five means something.
That's Michael Walren Jr., senior pastor of the First Corinthian Baptist Church.
Does that translate into people donating to a campaign? I don't know if that translates.
Salam's campaign has a negative balance of about $23,000, despite a near $117,000 boost this month for matching funds. From a sidewalk candidate forum on 135th Street, Inez Dickens sears into Salam's central campaign theme.
We've all been impacted and affected by having family members that have been falsely accused and incarcerated and put to jail, and no one helped them get out, and they're still in jail.
Pastor Michael Walrond endorsed Salam this month. He is himself no stranger to taking on Harlem's political elite. The pastor challenged Representative Charles Rangel in 2014. Even with his congregation of more than 10,000 strong, Walrond lost the primary.
It takes a serious effort from a candidate to get people to go into the booth and intentionally choose a name that is not necessarily one of the usual suspects.
Observers are looking at the primary as a bellwether for the future of Harlem politics and how strong the staying power remains for its ruling class. For WNYC News, I'm Michelle Bocanegra.